declared clearly Darfur, it won't be able to play a credible role in this election. And therefore, I will see that the solution for Darfur after these elections is going to be problematic. Because, indeed, the preparations for the elections is not very well prepared. There is a lot of accusations that the environment is not free and fair. And it is prepared, given that the National Congress Party is controlling the National Electoral Commission. And it will bring about a majority of the government that it have been part of the conflict in Darfur. And therefore, the peace process to continue after the elections will be problematic. Therefore, the elections might not bring stability. In the contrary, it might bring a sort of a continuation of violence and grievances after the elections.
Yet, Mr. Hickman, it would be perhaps wrong to assume that the results of this election are a foregone conclusion, because Mr. Bashir may be in for some uncertainty.
Yes, this is true. As far as the National Congress Party, it is important for them to win this election, given that they have been in power in 1989 and have sort of an absolute power. And specifically that Bashir, he is being accused by the pre-chamber of the ICC. And that's why it is extremely important for him to win the elections, to give a message to say that if I was a person that I committed the crimes against humanity, my people wouldn't have chosen me. Although that might be a false assumption from his side.
Can this election be a trap also for the opposition, the South, and also anybody else who is opposed to him?
He will be able to say so if the environment for the elections was based on a free, fair, democratic, competitive process. Now, there is a very big question mark about that. So if he regained his legitimacy based on those grounds, then he would have got an argument to a certain extent. Although that argument, whatever it is not going to wave away a judicial process. And that is the process of the International Criminal Court. For the SPLM, it's very concerned that the re-legitimization of the NCP, if it is not based on a fair and free election, that might jeopardize the implementation of the remaining provisions of the Comprehensive Peace Agreement. As far as the Darfur rebel groups, they think that with the re-legitimization of Bashir, might give a sort of a grounding, a legitimate grounding for Bashir to continue not finding a settlement to the Darfur problem. This means the violence in Darfur will continue because the grievances and the root causes of Darfur are not yet resolved.
If after these elections, and let's assume that President Bashir has won the elections overwhelmingly, it will be a kind of point of conflict between the African Union and the ICC. If the ICC continues to pursue President Bashir.
The Union have been all the time calling to stop of impunity in Darfur, but at the same time, parallel to that, they are saying that the United Nations Security Council should invoke Article 16 so that to give a peace a chance in Darfur, given that Bashir is heading the National Congress Party, is heading the majority party, and at the same time, he is the president of Sudan, and he will be, it is in his hand if he is willing to deliver peace. But clearly, the African Union panel on Darfur, led by Mbeki, they very clearly, in their recommendations, they didn't touch the issue of the ICC, but they said that there is a very serious problem. Of the legal system in Sudan is not independent, that is one. And they recommended the establishment of hybrid prosecution and hybrid court in Darfur. This means that the African Union do recognize that there is a problem of judicial unaccountability, and they wanted to establish a judicial accountability in Darfur.